It was not until next Friday that Marilla heard the story of the flower wreath that. She came home from Mrs. Lynde's and called Anne to account.
Anne, Miss Rachel says you went to church last Sunday with your hat rigid out ridiculous with roses and buttercups. What on earth put you up to such a caper? A pretty looking object you must have been.
Oh, I know pink and yellow aren't becoming to me, began Anne.
Becoming fiddlesticks! It was putting flowers on your hat at all, no matter what color they were. That was ridiculous. You are the most aggravating child.
I don't see why it's any more ridiculous to wear flowers on your hat than on your dress, protested Anne. Lots of little girls there had bouquets pinned on their dresses. What's the difference?
Marilla was not to be drawn from the safe concrete into dubious paths of the abstract.
Don't answer me back like that, Anne. It was very silly of you to do such a thing. Never let me catch you at such a trick again. Mrs. Rachel said she would sink through the floor when she saw you come in all rigged out like that. She couldn't get near enough to tell you to take them off till it was too late. She says people talked about it something dreadful. Of course, they would think I had no better sense than to let you go decked out like that.
Oh, I'm so sorry, said Anne, tears welling into her eyes. I never thought you'd mind. The roses and buttercups were so sweet and pretty, I thought they'd look lovely on my hat. Lots of the little girls had artificial flowers on their hats. I'm afraid I'm going to be a dreadful trial to you. Maybe you'd better send me back to the asylum. That would be terrible. I don't think I could endure it. Most likely, I would go into consumption. I'm so thin as it is, you see, but that would be better than being a trial to you.
Nonsense,
said Marilla, vexed at herself for having made the child cry.
I don't want to send you back to the asylum, I'm sure. All I want is that you should behave like other little girls and not make yourself ridiculous. Don't cry any more. I've got some news for you. Diana Barry came home this afternoon. I'm going up to see if I can borrow a skirt pattern from Mrs. Barry. And if you like, you can come with me and get acquainted with Diana.